From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The government reports the nation's gross domestic product fell 1% in the first quarter, a far slower contraction than the previous quarter when GDP shrank 6.4%. President Obama called it progress resulting from his administration's actions.
The progress is directly attributable to the Recovery Act. This and other difficult but important steps that we've taken over the last 6 months have helped us put the brakes on the recession.
Mr. Obama also said today's report shows the recession was far deeper when he took office than analysts had thought. Within hours of learning the government's new Cash for Clunkers program was running out of money, the House today voted to rush an additional $2 billion into the program. It provides rebates to trade-in gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. Michael Hiblin with station KUAR has reaction from one dealership in Little Rock, Arkansas.
At Landers Toyota in Little Rock, customers like Don Griffin have been taking advantage of the program. He traded in a 14-year-old GMC Yukon for a new Toyota sedan.
I figured if the government was crazy enough to pay that kind of money, I would go ahead and take advantage of it.
While the program has boosted sales, Steve Landers, who owns nearly two dozen dealerships, believes it was poorly conceived.
It's chaotic with the government, and it's a good program for the customer. But we've yet to receive payment from the government on any of them. I don't think they thought through it real well.
He believes the government underestimated customer demand. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiplin in Little Rock, Arkansas.
In Baghdad today, at least 28 people were killed in bombing attacks on Shiite mosques as worshippers left Friday prayers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Worshippers at six different Shiite mosques across Baghdad fell victim to car bombs today, shattering a period of relative calm. Violence is greatly reduced in the past year, but the bombs serve as a stark reminder that sectarian tensions remain just beneath the surface. Despite the continuing attacks, it is ethnic tensions between Arabs and Kurds that have concerned American officials. The leader of the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, Masoud Barzani, will be meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki over the weekend. It will be the first time the two men have spoken in a year. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Former Philippine President Corazon Aquino has died. She was 76. Aquino is credited with the 1986 so-called People's Revolution, replacing the 20-year dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos with democracy. The first female president of the Philippines, Aquino managed to stay in office through seven coup attempts. She had battled colon cancer. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 17 points at 9,171. This is NPR News. The government coupons that help TV viewers buy converter boxes so their old sets can receive the new digital signals stations are now broadcasting comes to an end at midnight tonight. We have more from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Most Americans have come to rely on their televisions. In fact, the average American adult watches up to 5 hours of television a day, according to a recent Nielsen study. But people without satellite, cable, or digital tuners in their televisions were left with blank screens on June 12th. That's when the nation's broadcasters went from analog to digital signals. The Federal Communications Commission got nearly a million calls of complaint right after the switch. Since last year, the federal government has offered coupons to people who need digital-to-analog converter boxes for their older TVs. Nearly 40 million viewers have snapped the coupons up. But the program ends at midnight tonight. Consumers have a tiny bit of time left to order the coupons, online, by fax, or a letter, if it's postmarked with today's date. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The House of Representatives has approved a bill aimed at restricting excessive corporate bonuses on companies with at least $1 billion in assets. It would give shareholders an annual non-binding vote on the company's pay practices, and it would allow the government to bar pay incentives considered risky to the company or the economy. The Senate is due to consider the bill in the fall. Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd has been diagnosed with early-stage prostate cancer. The ranking Democrat says he'll undergo surgery in August and then return to the Senate to continue his key role in health care overhaul legislation. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.